What's your strongest, your most significant memory of Pope John Paul II?
He was a saint, and I could stop here, because he was an absolutely remarkable personality who changed the world in the last part of the 20th century. But first of all, he was a man of faith, and he changed the world because he was a believer and he had a great message to deliver to the world. And he passed through the totalitarian dictatorships. He fought against communism, against the Nazi threat to Europe, and he fought for a human way, for public responsibility, every time asking politicians and people in power what he said when he made Thomas More as a patrono, as the saint to whom all politicians should be looking for. Thomas More risked and gave his life for his deep thought as a politician and as a Christian. And so John Paul II did as a pope.
First of all, Senator Rutelli told me he was the Bishop of Rome.
When I met him for the first time, he told me, "Don't forget, the Pope is not the Pope for a universal purpose in the sense of Christianity, but he's the Pope for the universal reason of being the Bishop of Rome."
So when did you first meet him?
I met him just a couple of days after being elected as mayor, in the celebration of Immacolata Concezione, in front of Spanish Steps in Rome, when there is the column devoted to Maria. And it started there, and it was a really deep and direct relation. I met him maybe 40 times, and it was a really, really personal involvement, because he knew that the last mission of his mandate was the Great Jubilee. So maybe the first or the second time we met, he told me, "You know, we have something very important to do, preparing the Millennium Jubilee that has to open the door to the third millennium and the huge changes in the world, for the church and for the city." And I think we worked very well to make the civilian purposes and the religious meet and work together.
Is there anything personal that you remember that he said to you, like, "Francesco, will you make sure that this happens?" Or was there anything really special that was more important to him than other things, maybe, during those years of intense work together?
So many things I could write a book, but I won't do that.
Why not?
Because it's absolutely personal, and I don't think politicians or people in power should translate personal message to a public speech. What I can tell you is what he told me when the Iraqi war started. He was absolutely aware that a new era of awful era of war of religion could start again. It was approaching the last part of his pontificato, but he had very clear that for Christians it would have been very difficult to stay in this region, and that after Saddam Hussein would have been ousted and new regime installed in not only in Iraq but in the area, that for religious pluralism it would have been very difficult and more dramatic fight for religious purposes to come back. I remember, and I own a very special picture, a photograph that Cardinale Echegaray gave to me, that he was the very last ambassador sent to Saddam Hussein, trying to convince him to give up, to leave the power, to accept a compromise and a peaceful solution and not the war. I think that this dramatic feeling that the old Pope had was prophetic, and my hope is just that his forecast will not be fulfilled.
And Senator Rutelli pointed out Pope John Paul II's vision also led to the posing of the foundations of what has become a central pillar of the pontiff's mission, that of finding space for faith in the public square.
I would like to say that Jubilee of the year 2000 has been an extraordinary opportunity to make what Benedict said during the beatification of Cardinal Newman in London and in Great Britain, that the dialogue between reason and religion is the real challenge for the 21st century. The Jubilee was the very opportunity, with the dawn of events, the celebration and open air, but the deep in the soul of millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people, was a unique opportunity to show how public servants and religious can cooperate, not abandoning what the celebrated and never enough considered words of Jesus give to Caesar, what belongs to Caesar, and to God, what belongs to God. I think it's the mainstream for the separation and at the same time the integration, the separation in the public sphere and the integration in the very place of the human soul. I think thanks to John Paul II, the Jubilee of the year 2000 should be remembered as an unforgettable experience, a long-lasting experience of what should be this separation and this extraordinary integration.
It must have been a lot of hard work for you. Were you happy with how it went?
Absolutely, absolutely. But it was a great success, and today the city still remembers and still knows that Rome knows how much the city has changed, and it can't be cancelled.
And that was Francesco Rutelli, currently a member of the Italian Senate and founder and president of the political movement called Alleanza per l'Italia.